Hey there, hi there, ho there. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR here in Vancouver, UBC Campus Radio, and the show is Exploding Head Movies. And tonight, Mr. Kohonen is not here. I am Darren. I normally host Stereoscopic Readout, heard in this very time slot on Thursday evenings. Gak is... judging from the second to last email I got from him currently this very moment on a bus to Mendoza, Chile. So, for obvious reasons, he's not in the driver's seat tonight. But I'm taking his format. I am running with it. So, tonight, in terms of soundtrack madness, we are going to... I'm getting ahead of myself... that was Melody's Echo Chamber from her self-titled debut album released late last year, produced by Kevin Parker of Tame Impala. So if it sounds like a French woman singing for Tame Impala, that's a good reason why. But fantastic stuff in her own right. That was a song called Endless Shore. I believe it is available on a 7-inch single even. But that's not the version I played. anyway, where was I? On the agenda for tonight, going to be listening to some selections from the Model Shop soundtrack. That is a Jacques Demy film from 1969, as scored by the Los Angeles band Spirit. Couple of tracks... taken a nod to the hippie exploitation film Psych Out. George Harrison's score for the Joe Massot work film Wonderwall, released in 1968. And to fill out the end of the show, Barbe Schroeder's film More, as scored by Pink Floyd. So to get things on track, there were a couple of songs... one recorded ostensibly for the film but never featured in it, and one inspired by the film. We're going to be starting off with... the Remo 4 doing what is believed to be a George Harrison composition, which was not included with the film but was meant to have been, and is included in the extra features on the DVD release of Wonderwall. And a track entitled The Inner Light, which was a George Harrison composition included as the B-side to Lady Madonna early in 1968. I believe it was March 68. That was a sort of byproduct of George going to Bombay to produce half the score of the film with Indian musicians. But we'll get to the explanation of that later, starting right now. This is the Remo 4 with... In the First Place. No, it's not. I got to turn the volume up on that. Remo 4 on 101.9 FM CITR.
We'll be right back. without going out of my door. I can know all things on earth without looking out of my window. I can know the ways of heaven. The farther one travels, the less one knows. The less one. You can know all things on earth without looking out of your window. You can know the ways of heaven. The farther one travels, the less one knows. The less one. Arrive without traveling. See all without looking. Do all without doing.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Back with you on Exploding Head Movies. I'm Darren, your host, while Gak sojourns in the Southern Hemisphere. Two songs you just heard. One was the Remo 4, a Liverpool group who at one point was managed by North End Musical Services, a.k.a. NEMS, a.k.a. Brian Epstein, or manager of the Beatles. Song I think may have been composed by George Harrison, and has been speculated that it does feature Harrison on backing vocals. You heard, in the first place, a song originally mooted to appear in the soundtrack to Joe Massett's film Wonderwall, and after that you heard The Inner Light, which was a song George Harrison composed while in Bombay recording about half the score for the same movie with Indian musicians. So that is, in fact, George singing, but completely backed by none of the other Beatles on it. That would end up being the B-side to 1968's Lady Madonna single for the Beatles. Anyway, moving right along, I did say that we are going to look at the score that the band Spirit put together for Jacques Demy's film Model Shop, which was released in 1969. Jacques Demy had an international hit on his hands with Les Parapluies de Parapluies de Cherbourg, starring Catherine Deneuve. He did come to America to make a movie, and part of that was he was looking for a band that captured what he considered the vibe of Los Angeles, and he found that band in the Los Angeles band Spirit. Actually, ironically, their drummer Ed Cassidy, who reached the actually for the rock and roll the ripe old age of about 72, I think, died within about the past month. But we'll be getting back to the band Spirit, also featuring Cassidy's adopted son, Randy California, who was an erstwhile member of a New York outfit called Jimmy James and the Blue Flames. And those of you who are in the know will recognize that as the band Jimi Hendrix was fronting when he was discovered by Chaz Chandler at Cafe Watt in Greenwich Village. But anyway, Jacques Demy put together the movie Model Shop, starring Gary Lockwood, who you would know from 2001 A Space Odyssey, and Anouk Aimée, a French actress who reprised her role of her eponymous role from Demy's 1961 movie Lola. So kicking things off, we're going to start with, well, we're basically going to run through about four tracks, starting with Fog.
Thank you.
Back with you on 101.9 FM, CITR here in Vancouver. And that concludes part one of tonight's show, our look at the score done for Jacques Demy's 1969 film Model Shop, starring Gary Lockwood and Anouk Aimée, as scored by the Los Angeles band Spirit. You may know Spirit for a bunch of things. They're best known, I think, for being a key influence on Led Zeppelin for many reasons. They've been around... They had already been around, I think, about a year when Demy discovered them, and he caught up with them pretty much during the recording of their second album, The Family That Plays Together Stays Together. So a couple of the tracks that appear on the soundtrack are pretty much reworked outtakes from that album. However, the film was not really a commercial success, and it was deemed a waste of time to release the soundtrack on its own right. And with that in mind, the band basically cribbed from what they'd written for the film for their subsequent album entitled Clear. So it's kind of a bridge between Family That Plays Together and Clear. The soundtrack itself would not actually be released until 2005. So there you go. Next up on the agenda is, the infamous 1968 hippie exploitation movie Psych Out, which was released by American International Pictures. You may be familiar with them for also releasing the film Riot on Sunset Strip in 1967. So, where are we at here? David Rush directed this film. It stars Jack Nicholson, Dean Stockwell, Bruce Dern, and Susan Strasberg. Susan Strasberg playing a young deaf girl who's gone to San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury district to look for her estranged brother, played by Bruce Dern. Along the way, Dean Stockwell and Jack Nicholson decide to help her find her brother. There was a soundtrack in and of itself released featuring songs mostly by Bay Area band The Strawberry Alarm Clock, but also featuring infamous LA garage band The Seeds. So we're going to be getting to just a couple of tracks for that as a sort of a filler between until we get to our main feature, which is George Harrison doing Wonderwall. But to kick things off, these are Strawberry Alarm Clock doing what rather helpfully entitled The Pretty Song from Psych Out on 101.9 FM CITR.
We can live forever, God and God is wonderful. It's a psych out. See the pleasure lovers who live it like it is, where it's at. Make the scene with the rebels, the hippies who think that flower power rules over everything and everybody. Psych out. Dick Clark presents the hallucinatory world of the flower children as they parade up and down the streets of San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury district. Psych Out was filmed entirely on location in hippie heaven. See the mind blowers in action. Watch the psychedelic dropouts as they psych out, psych out, psych out. You'll listen to the sound of green with the seeds in the strawberry alarm clock. Taste a moment of madness when you experience a psych out. With Susan Strasberg and Dean Stockwell in psychedelic color from American International. Psych out.
Saturday, February 9th, CITR presents the 26th annual Bob Marley Bash, featuring Steel, Natural Flavors, and Roz Nicki Lash, hosted by George Barrett and Louis Sutherland. Tickets available at High Life Records, Zulu Records, Salon Supreme Rhythm, and Spice. Doors at 8 p.m.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. while not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
Back with you on 101.9 FM CITR. I am Darren. I'm hosting Exploding Head Movies on behalf of Gak, who is vacationing currently in Chile. And as I said off the top of the show, he is probably on a bus to a place called Mendoza at this very moment. So there you go. Up next at 9 is the inimitable Mr. Gavin Walker and the Jazz Show, followed at midnight by absolutely nothing. That's it. He is in from 9 till midnight. Anyway, where was I going with this? American International Pictures' infamous movie Psych Out, released in 1968, trying to cash in on, what they perceived to be the Haight-Ashbury scene. Like, they tried to cash in on with 1967's Riot on Sunset Strip and 1969's Wild in the Streets. Where was I going with this? So you heard Strawberry Alarm Clock, who features rather prominently in the film, doing the aptly named pretty song from Psycho. They would also, of course, play their one and only smash hit Incense and Peppermints, like they would a couple of years later in Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. And the Seeds, who performed Two Fingers Pointing at You from the uber campy mock funeral scene from the movie. Anyway, didn't hurt Jack Nicholson's career, but Dean Stockwell, well, it remains to be seen what happened. And certainly Susan Strasberg, I'm not familiar with her at all. Somebody's going to phone in and give me shit for saying that. But anyway, up next, how do I put it? The first idea I had when I agreed to take over the reins for tonight was putting some spotlight on George Harrison's score for the Joe Massot 1968 film Wonderwall, starring Jack McGowran as an elderly and how does one put it? I wouldn't say antisocial, but he's sort of a shut-in. He's a professor. I would assume he's a scientist. It's been a while since I've seen the movie. And a young actress who would later rise to more prominence through the, how does one put it, infamy of the Je t'aime moi non plus single by Serge Gainsbourg. I'm talking about Jane Birkin. There are cameos in the movie by Anita Pallenberg. You will know her as the erstwhile girlfriend of Rolling Stone Brian Jones and the subsequent long-term girlfriend of Keith Richards and the Dutch design collective The Fool. Now, if you're familiar with the Beatles story, the name The Fool looms large during the Sgt. Pepper era. The Fool were a design collective from the Netherlands, comprised of Simon Postuma, Marijke Koger, Josie Liger, and Mr. Barry Finch, who would go on to do a lot of design work. They designed, the interior decorating at George Harrison's bungalow in Esher. They did some dust sleeve design and for the Sgt. Pepper album and some other things that weren't actually included with the album, like a set of false mustaches and pseudo military rank insignia, which were supposed to be pullouts and extras, but they weren't included. They did album covers for the Incredible String Band and the Hollies. They then decamped to, or they did also, some fashion design, the most famous of which would be what the Beatles wore for the All You Need Is Love performance in 1967, which was on the first ever live transatlantic satellite broadcast. They would then later move to The U.S. put out one album on Mercury, which was produced by Graham Nash, and then pretty much disappear. But anyway, just putting that out. They did the set design also for the Wonderwall film. But George Harrison was approached to score the film, and he did basically all the bed tracks in the UK. About half of the tracks, which were more Western influenced, were fleshed out by, I guess, how does one put it? British session musicians of the day. The one I can remember is Big Jim Sullivan on guitar. He also got Eric Clapton and Ringo Starr to guest on the tracks, although they were represented by pseudonyms. I guess you'd say they had pseudonyms on the album credits. And then he would record the other half of the album in Bombay with Indian session musicians. But anyway, starting off, where are we at here? To start off our look at, and I'm going to weight this mostly in favor of the stuff he recorded in London. But starting off with Dream Scene, this is George Harrison's 1968 score for the movie Wonderwall.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
And we're back on Exploding Head Movies here on 101.9 FM CITR. That was a look at George Harrison's work for Joe Massett's debut feature film, Wonderwall, released in 1968. Harrison was approached by Massett in 1967 specifically to score the film, and although he'd never actually scored a film before, he agreed to do it because he felt it would be a good way to gain more exposure to Indian and South Asian music in general. But he did end up having half the music recorded by friends and session musicians in the UK. You heard... Oh, God, what did you hear? Started off with Dream Scene, a track which is followed by a track entitled Greasy Legs, which I just decided to put in because you can't say no to a track named Greasy Legs. Brief track name called Ski, Party Seacum on the Bed, and that last song you heard was entitled Wonderwall to Be Here. As I said before, basically it stars Jack McGowran as a sort of a reclusive professor, for lack of a better description, who finds out that he's living next door to a couple of swinging hipsters, one of whom is a fashion model portrayed by Jane Birkin, and he sort of enters into a quasi-voyeuristic relationship with Birkin's character, and that's pretty much the entire movie. It's worth seeing as a sort of encapsulation of the spirit of the times, but unfortunately it was never really gained much in the way of distribution outside of the UK, and as such it had to wait until the 1990s to get a proper release on DVD. Although that the George Harrison's soundtrack album, which was released on Apple, it was actually the first album released on Apple Records, probably gained more currency than the film ever did itself. Anyway, that moves us to the final film we're going to be looking at tonight, and that is Barbe Schroeder's More, which I believe was released in 1969. Barbe Schroeder... There we go. He approached Pink Floyd to score his sort of tale. It's basically the underlying theme of the movie is sort of a takeoff on the Icarus myth of a young man who flies too close to the sun and gets burned. Although in this case, it's a young German student who runs into an American trust fund junkie in Paris, becomes infatuated with her and follows her to Ibiza, and you know. Basically, the film is them doing a lot of drugs and hanging out in the Mediterranean sun. There's an undercurrent of Nazi war criminals on the run in the movie as well. But basically, like Icarus, the protagonist comes to a sticky end at the end. Pink Floyd would collaborate with Barbe Schroeder again for his later film, The Valley. But... I think this is another case, actually, of the soundtrack film gaining more currency than the film actually did until later years. So after these messages, we're going to listen to a few tracks from the Pink Floyd soundtrack to the movie More on 101.9 FM CITR.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
February 8th,
CITR presents the hottest and most exciting dance party in town, a Latin carnival dance. Be enchanted with two free dance classes and fantastic Brazilian performances. Come to the UBC Pit Pub, masked if you dare, and enter a chance to win one of three astounding prizes. La Fiesta begins at 9 p.m. For more information, call 778-839-9417.
Tread is narrow and the drop is sheer and very high. The ravens all are watching from a vantage point nearby. Apprehension creeping like a tube train up your spine. Will the tightrope reach the end? Will a final couplet rhyme?
Almost concludes our look at Pink Floyd's score for Barbe Schroeder's directorial debut, More. Of the four films I've featured tonight, actually, I've only actually seen two of them, Wonderwall being one and More being the other. And I would actually recommend going out and renting More. They do have it on DVD at Black Dog, from what I gather, but I don't know if I'm allowed to actually plug somebody who probably doesn't pay to advertise. But anyway, it gets the Darren's two thumbs up from Darren. More does. Anyway, you heard Cymbeline, apparently. That song based on a nightmare that one of them had. Followed by Ibiza Bar and that last one, the Nile song, which probably I think the most people would be familiar with from that movie, because it was also included on the compilation album released in 1971, Relics, along with Cirrus Minor, another song from that movie. So Gavin is waiting in the wings with tonight's edition of The Jazz Show. Got a few minutes left to fill, and I'm going to leave you with, also from the More soundtrack, this is Green is the Color. I'm Darren. Gary will be back in two more weeks, and you can hear me again this Thursday at 7:30 with Stereoscopic Readout. That is it from me. Bye for now.